GOP politicians respond to Nashville explosion, cowardly act, praying for injured. By Edwin Mora on December 25, 2020. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator-elect Bill Hagerty, and Governor Bill Lee responded to the explosion that rocked Nashville on Christmas Day, saying it was intentional and cowardly. They also said they were praying for those who were impacted by the incident, including the three injured people. Lee wrote on Twitter. Early this morning, an explosion occurred in downtown Nashville around 2nd Avenue and Commerce Street. Federal, state, and local law enforcement partners are on the scene to investigate what we believe was an intentional act. We will supply all of the resources needed to determine what happened and who was responsible. Please join the governor's wife Maria Lee and me in praying for those who were injured, and we thank all of our first responders who acted so quickly this morning. Both Blackburn and Hagerty said they were praying for those impacted by the explosion. I am closely monitoring the situation in downtown Nashville and praying for all those involved. Blackburn, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, wrote on her official Twitter account. Thank you to our brave first responders for keeping us safe. In her personal Twitter account, Blackburn urged her followers to pray for the injured, the authorities investigating the case, and first responders. Our thoughts and prayers are with those who have been affected by this cowardly act, and with our first responders on the scene, the senator-elect added. An explosives-laden RV detonated downtown as police were responding to reports of shots fired before 6 a.m., according to local authorities. The FBI is leading the investigation now, which damaged 20 buildings and injured 3 people, although none were in critical condition. Investigators from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, are also reportedly on the scene. The FBI and ATF are components of the Department of Justice, DOJ. According to the White House, officials have briefed President Donald Trump on the incident. Some witnesses said they heard repeated warnings coming from the RV, saying, "Evacuate now. There is a bomb. A bomb is in this vehicle and will explode." A 15-minute countdown reportedly followed the warning.